Hello, and welcome to What the Folklore, making sense of senseless tales.
Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, hi-di-hi-di-ho, tra-la-di-di-hi-di-ho, she'll live happily ever after.
By the time this comes out, this airs, the World Cup will have been going for, it'll be on its fourth day. How do you feel it's going so far?
There's been a lot of shouting from your bedroom.
You might also have seen it called the Big Kick. That is how it is reported in some other parts of the world. Here we call it the World Cup. Elsewhere, sometimes they call it the Big Kick.
Why?
Because it is the biggest kick.
Just one?
Well, it ends with a kick, and it starts with a kick, so... Like, from kind of start to finish, it is kicks.
From whence it came.
Yeah,
but if you get all the kicks together, they form a mega kick.
They form one, like, two-month-long kick that we sometimes call the Big Kick.
A two-month-long kick summarizes my experience of watching soccer.
I think I would enjoy soccer or football better if it was a single kick.
If each team got one just good whack at that ball.
Yeah, if it was a synchronized sport and each team took a running leap at a single giant ball and had to kick it as far as they could as a unit, and it was just a distance thing.
Interesting. That's quite a lot of coordination.
The strongest legs in the UK.
And, like, really leaning on some physics that are pretty suspect. if I'm going to be straight with you, Tyler.
I'm operating under what I like to call anime physics.
Anime physics?
Yeah, which is where teams of friends who believe in each other very much can accomplish great things like kicking a very big ball very far together.
And that is definitely like a significant part of the sport, is friends who believe in each other and their countries.
Yes.
It does not quite have like that all transcendent power that it does in anime.
That's a shame.
Yeah. Like, it is not always the team with the most heart who wins. Sometimes it's just the best team.
Sometimes it's the most physically capable team.
And they can be real jags sometimes.
Sometimes. I thought it was weird how Russia's the host country this year.
Yeah.
And they're playing, they played in the opening match.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was weird how when they lost, Putin decided, I'm going to take all the soccer balls home with me. Like, we didn't win this one, so we're going to give up. And also, we're just taking them all.
And now they're just playing with basketballs for the rest.
They're just finding, like, whatever round objects they can, because he did take all the soccer balls in the country.
That's true. It's very much like the kid at the playground who was like, well, if you won't let me play, then none of you get to.
And he locked him in the Kremlin. And it's really hard to get in there. And if you do, it's probably even harder to get out.
Sure. That's what I hear.
So, yeah, I don't know what they're going to do.
I mean, it adds another interesting wrinkle that I think football has been missing.
Just variance in ball?
Yeah. Like, you draw straws, and one team, you just get, like, those super balls. Like, the really bouncy little ones that kids have.
Yeah.
At, like, a dentist's office.
Yeah.
And the other team has bocce balls that they have to kick with their feet.
So it's less, like, a competitive sport with one ball getting into a net.
Each team has their ball.
And each team has their net.
Sort of a multi-ball situation.
So it's really just two teams playing their own game on the same
near
field.
Sort of independently. Now, I thought you were going to say that they draw straws and one team has to surrender somebody to be beheaded. And then
be the ball.
And then they use that. And they would have to do it a lot because I would say if you used a head for one game, by the time the next one rolls around, there would probably be a freshness issue.
Sure.
That has to be circumnavigated.
Well, I have a way to circumnavigate that.
Ice?
No. Instead of a beheading, let's just have them curl up into a ball.
Okay.
And upon entering the net, like in sort of slow-mo replay, the refs have to decide, like, was this person maintaining the shape of a ball all the way through?
Yeah.
If not, the goal does not count.
Could we sort of vacuum seal them into a ball-type constraint?
Well, we could get those big inflatable hamster balls.
Yeah, we could put them in, like, a gyro thing.
So what...
Just be kicked around.
I mean, what we're going after is this ball has agency.
Yeah.
Like, it is a soccer match, but the ball has its own goals that it's trying to complete.
Well, you were saying that the teams were lacking in heart and soul. And I think that this adds more heart and soul to the game.
I mean, I don't know that
sometimes
they're lacking
in it. You have to collaborate with your competitors in order to get the ball back in line. So it's a lot more like the Euro-style board games.
As we often do, I feel like we have accidentally stumbled onto something that I'm actually very interested in, which is a sport where the ball has like its own goals and rules and is governed by some kind of AI, and both teams like are competing against each other,
yeah,
but also need to make sure that the ball itself doesn't win.
Because it's like a game of Shadow Hunters, like, where the ball's the neutral.
Yeah, like there is a neutral force, and everybody
has a win condition.
Like, everybody has to keep an eye on it because it could come out of nowhere and win. Like, it has
its
own
fucking fantastic.
Like, it has its own very small goal, and if you don't stay on top of it, it'll roll away into it and just end the game.
And that year, the ball was the champion of the World
Cup.
Yeah.
What if football had, like, dialogue options? Like, you had to coax the ball through charm.
Like, you couldn't kick it, but it was more about powers of persuasion.
Yeah, what if you could flirt with the ball?
Yeah, there could be multiple ways to control the ball. You can manipulate the ball. You can physically kick the ball. You just cannot use your hands, regardless of what
still,
you do.
Even
still,
hands are off limits.
Even if you are flirting,
yeah,
you cannot use your hands.
You have to use all other body language. If you talk with your hands, you might be in danger of disqualification.
That's true. That's something to be considered.
Seems like Italian soccer is going to continue its decline then.
I mean, that was a foregone conclusion, right?
Yeah, it's not a sport. is that a safe stereotype?
Talking with hands?
Yeah.
I think so.
I mean, it is a stereotype, but
I think Italians own that.
But yeah,
readily.
I don't think
they're offended when people point that out. I think they're aware.
It's a cultural thing.
If I'm wrong, please correct me.
Yeah. Yeah, So you could still physically coerce the ball.
Yeah.
Which sounds worse and worse, like, the more agency you give it. I feel like at a certain point, that just becomes abusive.
Well, I guess AI helps a little bit, but still,
yeah,
that's pushing on a borderline.
It would be a very, like, 2018 kind of thing,
mm-hmm,
if there was some kind of, like, major movement over, like, respecting the ball's rights.
Agreed.
It seems like a thing that would happen this year.
Well, I mean, if we do make it like BB-8, then I can see that happening.
But we are culturally predisposed to be invested in things that are shaped like that because of that movie.
Thank you, J.J. Abrams.
I guess. That's all I got there, I think.
It's all your soccer stuff?
I mean, I can ask some, like, real questions if you want to try to field answers.
I don't know. This is bringing back a lot of memories of
my
first year as roommates.
I don't know if you have, like, thoughts about Iceland's chances of getting out of the group stage. Maybe whether Croatia and Argentina can have their tactics exploited.
How's America doing?
We didn't make it.
So not great?
Yeah, not great in that we're not in it.
On a scale from one to winning, where is that?
Apart from that, you know, jury's out. We'll see. Yeah, we did. America
could make a surprise comeback.
America did not make it this time around.
Yeah, there's your underdog movie. You're not even in the competition. You come through and you win it.
That's anime as fuck.
It'll be like Miracle on Ice again.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
but no one invited us this time.
The World Cup will suddenly burn blue flame, and America's name will come out of it on a sheet of paper, and an old beardy man will shout, "Did you put this in here?
Who put America in there?"
But be powerless to stop their entry.
Yeah, like, those are the rules. If the World Cup calls a contestant, they have to be there.
I know we've visited this territory before. It is very fucked up that you can volunteer a child for that tournament, and there's no way to withdraw the name.
No one can stop it.
Yeah, we
are beholden to the cup.
Like, it is very messed up that you can just be like, hey, 14-year-old, I'm going to put your life in danger.
What
just
kind
of as a goof.
Blood ritual made this cup that it owns all wizards.
It's been a while since I have read or watched that one. I don't remember what the or else was.
Yeah, what the consequence.
What would happen if he didn't?
The
I
cup,
don't remember.
The cup burns him alive.
I'm sure there's an answer. It is not coming to me right now.
It was never presented in the narrative, I don't believe.
You don't think so?
They have to drown him in a toilet.
I mean, Rowling had a tendency to just sort of declare things and then they were true. Don't look too closely. Move along now, please. In a couple years, I'll tweet about it.
I think a thing that people should do more is like take a book or take a page from the toddler book and ask why more often.
Just why over and over again until you get to the root.
Yeah, just dig as deep down as you can get until you're satisfied.
You mean like in any particular circumstance or just
literally any time?
Just in general.
Yeah.
Question all your actions.
Overanalyze every part of your life.
I do that. Thank you.
Check.
Thank you for spreading the good news.
I feel like the three of us have proven qualified at that over and over again on this show.
Yeah.
I feel like I had something else, but I don't remember now.
I was considering talking about my first day on the job as a podcaster.
Yeah, how'd it go?
I don't know how successful it was. I think I need you two to be my boss. Because when I'm left to my own be a boss devices, I am both the most exacting boss and the most recalcitrant employee at the same time. And it's not a great dynamic in your head. So like I started the day by accidentally using shampoo instead of body wash. And then I drew that horrifying Hans my Hedgehog leg day picture. And that was how I decided to begin the auspicious beginning to this this new path I'm on.
I promote Cricket to middle management. You answer to her. And then she checks in with me.
Nothing will get done.
She'll kind of give daily performance reports.
So like I did that. I did some back-end work on our website.
Coming soon.
Yeah.
Publicly coming soon. It's.
I mean, it exists on the internet.
Don't go looking for it yet. It's almost done.
You probably could find it.
I did not write the two blog posts that I had assigned to myself yet.
Is that just what are the parameters for that?
For blog posts?
I need to listen to one of our old episodes, take notes on it, look through the actual story, and then update any Book of Doug situations that we hadn't come up with at the time that existed.
We were too
young and foolish.
Too foolish.
So now I must look upon our old stuff with veteran eyes.
We couldn't see the Cthulhu monsters yet.
They were just shadows on the cave walls.
Mm-hmm. Somebody shoveling dirt or gravel.
We could make a Dark Souls out of this fairy tale world.
I did.
You did? I mean, you did, but we could take the model and make build it in this universe.
Should act quick. I think they're already doing that.
Are they?
Their VR game looks very fairy tale inspired.
Oh, well, I don't have to now. Good news for me.
Now you just have to work on the Fish Boys game and the Punzel tower defense game.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff piling up.
How long have we been going? Because Little Jerry's got a thing, I don't know if for a while or not.
Let's see what Little Jerry's going to
say. Yeah, let's go for it. We can always just cut it down to the best parts.
Sure. Faces.
Yeah, we all got them.
Do we need them?
For what?
What is Little Jerry doing? It's Little Jerry pontificating in the corner of this soccer and podcast conversation.
Little Jerry wants to simplify.
Little Jerry generally does.
Like sight, smell, taste. We're downsizing. Uh-huh.
That's been the whole direction of our podcast reimagining of this world.
Downsizing.
25 animals.
Little Jerry says you don't need any of those things to hear a podcast, and he's right.
One sense, only hearing.
Hearing and touch.
I thought you were going in a different direction, which is just like one kind of nub like on the face that would do all senses at once.
Like a Lego thing.
We are going to
has had the paint removed.
Like one super sensor.
We will Well, that's an avenue. We will plaster over and then sand down the face so that it's just a blank sort of featureless
horrifying blank slate. Yeah.
And a slit for nutrients to go in.
It's not going to be that horrifying cuz you cannot see it.
Yeah, that's true. See, I kind of like the all five senses in one in one thing, cuz then you either have to open up to every sense there is or get nothing.
Well, then it's going to have to be the mouth, because you still need to intake nutrients, as Tyler brought about. And then the mouth also can taste smell a little bit. So it's already learned a second language.
You'd think it'd be easier to teach your mouth how to see.
Yeah.
than to convince your ears to do it.
Yeah, because isn't it easier to learn a third language after you've mastered a second?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Like, you've built those pathways, your brain knows how to...
Built those muscles.
Yeah, how to sort of sort through the grammatical inconsistencies between multiple languages.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like, your mouth, it's not fluent in smell, but it can, like, it can ask where the bathroom is.
Yeah, it knows how to find the library.
Yeah.
In smell.
Ue la baño. Smells the mouth. I think I just spoke both French and Spanish in one sentence.
You did. Baño is Spanish.
So,
off to a great start.
So there you
this,
go.
In this new adventure.
My mouth.
That your mouth is on.
My mouth would suck at this job.
Well, I don't even... Little Jerry doesn't think that we need even speech, necessarily. Like, we need to simplify how much the mouth can move, also.
So more like it's the chomping motion?
It really just needs to be a shape.
Just sort of a cylindrical tube.
Yeah.
That you could jam nutrient wedges into.
Right.
No more chewing, so it's going to have to be nutrient slurries.
Right.
Or that, just sort of a funnel-shaped thing.
It can smell and hear and see.
You can put foods or words or just sights or sounds down into.
Mostly viscous materials.
Yeah. Just sort of drink up whatever sensory information there is.
And there can just be like a set number of sounds that you can make to signify your feelings about things.
Yeah.
You're gonna lose all consonants, essentially.
Right.
It'll be vowels only.
Well, it'll be like tones. Like a single note.
So we can communicate in music.
Yeah.
That's kind of beautiful.
Like Journey.
Yeah.
Let's make Journey a reality.
Except horrifying.
Right. Well, we don't know what's under that hood.
It could be a funnel.
Yeah, for all we know.
The glowing is just bioluminescence to help attract things to the funnel.
Like, the future that I envision is just hearing, like, a very soft and soothing, like, like a just a gentle breeze on a wind chime, and that means go away from me.
It's just, like, the standard noise for please leave me alone.
That would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, you could just sort of build, like pan pipes into the face.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, okay.
I feel like that would make life easier.
Yeah, I don't know. I was going to say, it might make things worse that people could not communicate with each other, but all the communicating that we're doing right now kind of blows.
Yeah.
So maybe we should just...
Let's just cut it out.
Like, how much hatred can you express through pan flutes?
Not that much.
I mean, probably a little.
What? I mean,
but it's
someone
sound sillier than
someone will eventually create like the racial slur wind whistle noise that everybody knows like means something very offensive.
That's the flugelhorn.
The flugelhorn?
Yeah.
That's what that's for.
Yeah. You just repurpose the wind instruments to be different uses.
Just imagine if a podcast were a single minute long and it was just one note and it just said, go away from me.
I mean,
the last podcast to ever be.
That is a podcast we could make. I have 1 minute a week.
Yeah.
To make that happen.
Just all of us go.
I can free up that much time.
Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after. Tra-la-dee-dee-ha-dee-ho, happily ever after.